This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Dave Webb is a friend of ours. He's written a book called Read, Understand, Enjoy, Getting Kids to Love Books. And that L-O-V-E is the important part. Hey, Dave, welcome to our show.
Good morning, Sue. Very nice to talk to you again.
It is a real pleasure to have you on the show to talk about a subject that should be near and dear to the hearts of every single person.
Well, it's near and dear to my heart. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I decided to put together a resource for parents and teachers about how to get kids motivated to want to read. There are many books about reading skills, and teachers use those all the time in the classroom to get kids to be better readers. This one is more about the enjoyment of reading, so kids need to want to read, or else they're just going to do it only when you tell them to.
Right, and you're a middle school teacher in Bloomsburg, right?
Yes, I teach at St. Columbus School. I've taught primary grades, I've taught intermediate grades, and now I'm at the middle school level. And it's great because I've been able to see the progression of how much is needed at each of those levels, and who are the primary people to get kids to read. In the earliest years, parents are they're important all the time, but they're very important. They're the focus. As you get into intermediate level, teachers are very important. They read to the kids, and they do all the things that they do to motivate them. When you get to where I am right now in the middle school years, the peers have the most power over each other. And what I've been seeing at St. Columba is pretty amazing, because the kids are reading because they want to, and they're reading these big fat books bigger than I read. And it's a nice environment to be in. Environment is the key thing. Is in the home, if you can give out positive signals about reading, certainly the teachers do. But this book it talks about how parents, teachers, and librarians can form this partnership. So that kids could want to read for enjoyment.
All right, Dave, if you could maybe put your face closer to the phone or get off of a speaker or something, because it's really muffled.
Is it better?
Yeah, I'm like the princess in the pea, Dave. I think you know that by now, is that I'm very particular about phone calls. Let's talk about
these darn cell phones.
Honestly, you would think by now, ... But anyway, let's talk about parents and how instrumental they can be before we get into the teachers and the librarians. How about the parents?
Yes, well, that's the earliest days. If parents could read to their children as often as possible, that's really key. I'm looking at studies that show that kids that continue to want to read as they get into the tween years were read to from the earliest ages. I mean, even when they're inside the womb, just read to your child. Let them hear stories, talk about stories. Doesn't have to be a bedtime. Find a spot in the house when they come home from school. I know they do their homework, but make it part of the day. If a parent can make reading a part of a child's day, that it's just like brushing your teeth, and it's not something that they have to do. It's that they just look forward to, this is the time that they read. And let them, every expert that I talked to for when I was researching this book said the same thing. Let the child choose the books that they want to read, as long as they're developmentally appropriate. Let them explore topics that they like.
And I think that is a good way to hook people into it. when things then get perhaps where you get to the part where you have to read because you have to, at least you can do it for comprehension. And you have, as you said, it's a habit, Dave, just like a lot of other things, the habit that you get into of reading a little bit each and every day. Let's talk about the influence and the sway of teachers in getting kids to read and also, I guess, enjoy it at the same time.
Well, it's all about motivation and where does that motivation come from. I've used two different types of motivation, extrinsic and intrinsic. The extrinsic, the younger the students are, you kind of dangle the candy in front of them, or the prize. I have a prize box, and if they read a certain amount of books, or I work with the library if they have accelerated reader. Some of the schools I've had have had that program, and we use the extrinsic motivation to get them to read, and as they get older, maybe they'll find out that this is a really good thing for them, that they have learned something from reading, that they can get into the stories, they become more empathetic. And what teachers do, what I did as a teacher was use those, that motivation, and I sat in the back of my classroom. Students looked forward to this part of the day the most was when I read to them for 15 minutes from a book, and it was just for enjoyment. It wasn't something that we're going to be tested on. We could stop and talk about it. And these days, it's really difficult to fit that 15 minutes in the day because there's so much, pressure on preparing for tests, standardized tests and other types of tests. But I think it's really important for both teachers and parents to have that read aloud time to the students.
Okay. And now librarians, because I still remember my high school librarian, Mrs. Bagley. I remember her name. I remember her library. And I do remember her influence, that she knew the books. And that made a difference because she was able to look at a certain student and then make a determination about what she thought they might enjoy. How do librarians influence students, in your opinion?
Well, I'm thinking of one librarian that we had in public school, and I was a teacher at the Poconos, and she had Reading Mountain. there's all different parts to the library process. There are lessons, and then there's a selection process. And then she had Reading Mountain, and there was kind of like these steps where you could fit all 30 kids. And she would read to them. Also, would read to them, discuss things. She'd have little videos and things that she would show with authors. We would have authors, the librarians and the homeschool association. They could get authors to come into the school and speak to the kids. There are all kinds of things that the librarians do to also work with the teachers and motivate. We had accelerated reader. That's an extrinsic. Some people don't like it because it's more of a motivation. But I found it as it doesn't matter whether it's extrinsic or intrinsic. Intrinsic is more important, but that will come the more that you're praising children for their reading, whatever way possible. And librarians, they help the students select books on the right level for them that are not frustrational and that maybe are not too easy, that are just right for them. They work with the teachers to get just the right books. If a student has no idea what they want to find, there are a variety of books, and the librarian is there to help, whether it's a public library or a school librarian, they can help the students find something because there's always something that they could read.
And I would agree with you on that. It could be anything from a newspaper to a magazine to a book that is appropriate to them, not too hard, but not too easy. And I think that that is great. Also, Dave, I would think that once young people catch on to reading, the next thing that they can enjoy because they have read is writing. And these things kind of go hand in glove in my world. Dave?
Yes. writing is really important. I have my students writing all year. Right now we're working on putting together stories and poems that they wrote, and we're making anthologies. That's kind of my pet project. I constantly write, so I can't stop myself. I just keep publishing articles and books. But the thing that I'm most excited about is putting together this book, and then I publish it and give them all a free copy, and they get to see the connection between reading and writing, because here is their story, which will now be in the school library, and which kids from the next generation can read what they wrote.
And they'll always have that with them. That's such a great thing to show your own family in the future. This was me when I was a kid. Here's what I wrote, and it was in a book. And although that is not an impossible dream, I'm sure when they see that book that you give them, they're amazed at what's happened.
Yeah, last year when I gave them out, a girl, she came. I have them as a surprise. They don't really know what day it's going to come, but it was on their desks when they walked in the morning, and the one girl, the expression on her face was, "Wow, this is the greatest gift any teacher ever gave me." And I was like, that's all I wanted right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is, and I think that you're doing it right. Where did you get that idea from, by the way, because it's a really good one?
This just came from me publishing my own books, and it looked like it's really easy. If you learn how to do it on CreateSpace, and there are many other ways to do this in today's modern world of print-on-demand publishing, I just thought, well, I'm doing this for myself. I should do this for the kids as well, and they could have that thing to hold in your hand like you said, in the future, and say, this is what I wrote as a kid. It's a project that I like to do, and I'm able to do that now.
And I think when you catch them in the moment at these ages, Dave, that sometimes you're harnessing creativity when you can still get it out of them. And I've noticed this from a lot of young people who start writing but then stop, is that when they were young, they were extremely creative, and then for some reason they stop.
Yeah, that's a shame. But in today's world, people blog. There are all kinds of ways to write and read, and blogging, vlogging, self-publishing. There are so many ways that you can get your words out there and read other people's words. Reading the comments below I like reading what people have to say about different articles and at the bottom of newspaper articles. And it just creates a more well-informed citizenry. And you'll have more well-informed callers in the future if they're constantly reading and updating.
I agree. Dave Webb, thanks for joining us today. The book is Read, Understand, Enjoy, Getting Kids to Love Books. If people want this book, how can they get it?
They can get that anywhere online that sells books, like BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and other websites like that.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot. Have a great Easter weekend. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Sue. Happy Easter.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.